Chapter 2. Two Old Friends. The dead woman, Mrs. Veal, was about 30 years old and not married. Although unmarried, everyone referred to her as Mrs., since she took care of her brother's house. She was a very pious woman. For some years, she had been troubled by fits. They made her act strangely. She would start talking about one thing and then change to something completely different. Her only brother took care of her. He appeared to be a kind and sober man. I'm surprised that he now tries to stop people from believing Mrs. Bargrave's story. Mrs. Veal and Mrs. Bargrave were good friends from childhood. They lived in the city of Dover. Mrs. Veal's family was poor. Their father did not take good care of them. They were exposed to many hardships. They did not have enough food to eat or nice clothes to wear. Mrs. Bargrave was not poor, but her father was not a kind man. The two girls comforted each other. Mrs. Veal often told Mrs. Bargrave that nothing could come between them. The two young women enjoyed reading together. In fact, the two girls read many Christian books to each other. Their favorite book was by a man called Charles Drelincourt. The book was about how people should not be afraid of death. Such books comforted them in their sorrow. Then Mrs. Veal's brother got a good job. He took his sister away to live with him. The two friends did not see each other as much after that. They grew apart and were less intimate. Time passed. Mrs. Bargrave married and moved away to Canterbury. Soon it had been over 2 years since they had seen each other.